This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live, this 13th day of September, 2023. We're just past the 22nd observance of 9/11, and more videos are showing up. Some of these show no airplane in relation to the South Tower. Here's one from a helicopter. You won't be able to see it until you catch the video version. But there you just saw the explosion in the South Tower. No plane in evidence. And the chopper pilot is told to stand down. They're told to stand down.
That apparently does look like it is in the other building at this point.
They're just realizing it's in the South Tower. And here's another, where also, no plane is evident. Wham! There it is. No plane to be seen. Pretty damn fascinating. So where was the plane? Well, interestingly, there's yet a third video that was left on private, it appears, for 22 years. A previously unseen angle of a second plane hitting the South Tower. Now, what I like about this is it shows residents right there, spectators, seeing this second plane. And what that tells me is, or supports my interpretation, that it was done with a holographic projection for the following reason. If it had been with CGI or with video compositing, where the image of the plane was added after they do the original filming, but before it's broadcast, there's like a 17-second delay during which video compositing could take place, the plane would only have been seen in the broadcast footage, not in real time. We know it's making an impossible entry. We know it's traveling at an impossible speed. We know we're being faked. The question is, how was it done? Now, this video, which is just published by the Gateway Pundit, is quite good. Here's a bit of a paragraph. 22 years ago, terrorists hijacked four American commercial airplanes going to the Department of Defense. Two imploded into the Twin Towers, another into the Pentagon, and another headed for Washington, D.C., crashed in Pennsylvania. This is all bullshit. This is not true. But the question becomes, how can we figure out how the fakery was done? None of those planes crashed on 9/11. Now, here's the new video. Lots of people there. You got the North Tower aflame. You'll be able to see it if you check out the video version. But this, in my opinion, is a very important video, because you see people reacting to seeing the plane as it approaches the South Tower. Now, here you can see a lot of paper floating around that had come out of the explosion at the north, which appears to have been caused by or set up by a group of Israeli art students who were known as a gelatin group, who had free access of the North and the South Tower. I believe they planted the explosives to create the cookie cutter like cutouts that were supposed to simulate planes having hit the building. But they're very shallow. They don't, in fact, prove what they're intended to show. But if you don't study the case carefully, you would not know. You'd be taken in. You'd be played. And that, of course, was what was going on here. This whole thing was an elaborate hoax. More and more, we find Hollywood merging with Washington, D.C. in terms of politics. So we're getting close to the plane approaching now. Stand by. You got lots of spectators here watching. Lots of spectators. Stand by. Panning the camera around. 100 people there at least. There it is. There it is. Did you see that? Oh, my Lord. What they're witnessing is a plane. Now, some have claimed it had to be a real plane because you heard the sound of the plane. But that's the sound of the plane projecting the image. And remember, as I will emphasize repeatedly, we know it's a fraud because a plane enters its whole length into this massive building in the same number of frames it passes its whole length through air, which only makes physical sense if a 500,000-ton steel and concrete building provides no more resistance to the trajectory of an aircraft in flight than air. There had to have been massive resistance. The plane would have crumbled external to the building. Bodies, seats, luggage fallen to the ground. None of that happened. Indeed, we even had the nose-out phenomenon. Those of you who were watching may remember. The nose of the plane peeks through the other side. Now, that's an impossibility. The nose of the plane is filled with fragile electronics. There's no possible way the nose could pop out. That's because of a hand-eye coordination problem in shutting off the hologram. And did I say the noise was coming from the plane that was projecting the image? And here you have further proof. So I think this film, which has been set on private for over 20 years, really settles the question of whether it was done using CGI or video compositing or a hologram. It can only have been a hologram because only a hologram would have been visible from various locations, though I submit not from others, and before the footage was released, and there you have it. Meanwhile, the Secretary General of NATO admits that Putin invaded Ukraine over the plan for NATO expansion. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg acknowledged Russian President Putin invaded Ukraine to prevent NATO from expanding into the country. The background was that Putin declared in the autumn of 2021 and actually sent a draft treaty that Russia wanted NATO to sign to promise no more NATO enlargement. Stoltenberg told the EU Parliament officials, referring to a series of security proposals Russia sent to the U.S. and NATO in December of 2021. That was what he sent us. It was a precondition for not invading Ukraine. Of course, we didn't sign. How stupid can you be deliberately not signing when this was going to create a massive security problem for Russia? Meanwhile, the neocons' proxy war against Ukraine continues. nuclear war is on the table, as is the privatization of Ukraine. Get this. Here, this is Professor Mikhail Shostakovsky. He's an expert on international politics. In this article, I'll be focusing on the neocon agenda, largely inspired by the project for the new American century. The neocons exert control over foreign policy. They are motivated in bribing and manipulating politicians and decision makers. They have played a key role in defining nuclear doctrine on behalf of powerful financial interests. APNAC has called for establishing superiority in nuclear weapons applied to Russia, coupled with a profit-driven expansion of the military-industrial complex. The neocon agenda is formulated by PNAC back in 2000, follows in the footsteps of the Cold War, the Truman Doctrine, in the words of George Kennan. The day is not far off when we're going to have to deal in straight political power concepts. The less we are then hampered by idealistic slogans, the better. The neocons are not intent on winning the war. Their agenda is to destroy countries. It's a profit-driven agenda. Destruction leads to reconstruction. What is at stake is the engineered economic and social destruction of sovereign nation states. The creditors are there to pick up the pieces and appropriate real wealth. As I've explained, there's a further aspect. Most of the neocons were dual U.S.-Israeli citizens. The fact of the matter is that Israel has designs set on Ukraine. Most of the residents of Israel are not descendants of the tribe of Judah, but rather they are Khazarians from the old land that is now modern-day Ukraine, and they want to return to make it the new Israel. That's why this war is being fought so ferociously. The U.S. Congress is Israeli-occupied territory. Only one member of a recent Congress had refused to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel ahead of even that of the United States. Meanwhile, the war is not going well for Ukraine. Here we have video of the Ukrainian military clearing minefields by foot. That means a whole lot of them are being blown up in the process. Here's a video clip about what's going on here. This is from South Front. So what's going on is they're just throwing the troops over the minefields. Meanwhile, NATO declares there's no risk of Romania being dragged into the Russia-Ukraine war. How silly is that? NATO Deputy General Secretary Mircea Giona said there's no risk NATO member Romania will be dragged into the Russia-Ukraine war after Bucharest said drone fragments were found on Romanian territory. Russia has been targeting Ukrainian ports on the Danube, a narrow waterway that acts as a border between Romania and Ukraine. Despite the discovery of drone fragments in Romania, Giana said there was no indication of an international Russian attack on NATO. The most important thing is to reconfirm the fact that there's no indication of a deliberate action by Russia to strike Romanian territory. Yeah, for the present, there may not be. Meanwhile, and this is profoundly disturbing, Blinken, our Secretary of State, does not oppose Ukraine targeting Russian territory with U.S.-provided missiles. That ought to be 100% verboten. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sunday it was up to Ukraine whether or not to target Russian territory with U.S.-provided weapons, a policy that brings the U.S. and Russia closer to a direct clash. Blinken made the comments after ABC News reported it's likely Biden admin will soon arm Ukraine with Army tactical missile systems, which have a range of up to 190 miles. appearing on ABC's This Week, Blinken was asked if he were okay with Ukraine using those weapons hit targets deep inside Russian territory. In terms of their targeting decisions, it's their decision, not ours, Blinken replied. When asked about increasing Ukrainian drone attacks inside Russia, Blinken claimed the U.S. does not encourage or enable the operation. However, The Economist recently reported that Ukrainian drone attacks on Russia frequently use intelligence gathered by Kiev's Western backers. That would be especially the U.S. and the U.K. Let me add here, we have a problem in the United States with a real estate takeover. 130,000 acres of Texas farmland have been sold to a Chinese billionaire and former PLA, People's Liberation Army captain. How bad is this? Mike Adams, actually Laura Harris, reports. Texas real estate mogul David Frankens is facing intense scrutiny for allegedly selling more than 130,000 acres of local farmland to Chinese billionaire Sun Gugenix for an estimated $110 million over a span of 2 years. Sun, a former captain of the People's Liberation Army, acquired around 7% of all land in Val Verde County in southern Texas between 2016 and 2018 when Franken sold him the land. The Chinese businessman has since then planned to build a 46-turbine wind farm on one 15,000-acre ranch. James King, a local realtor and landowner in the county, spoke about the business practices of Franken's, and other locals were puzzled how Chinese nationals had acquired land in their area. The Chinese weren't smart, but it's a buyer beware. That's how Texas real estate is, said King. He added, Franken's was even purchasing property from other landowners in the county to sell them at a high markup to GH America, a subsidiary of Sun's investment company, the Guhui Group, in at least one instance. Franken's even sold a parcel of land to Sun on the very same day he acquired it. King even stated Franken's might have used the profits from the initial deals with GH America to purchase more land, effectively concealing his gains. A source familiar with the relationship between Franken's and Sun claimed that it was Franken's who proposed the idea of a wind farm in Val Verde County. Now, local landowners describe Franken's as treacherous. On behalf of RBN, let me say, the company is in desperate need of funds. Our accounts are already near zero. If you care about Republic Broadcasting Company, you want to lend a hand. Visit republicbroadcasting.org. Check a donate button there. Or call to speak to Mike at area code 800-724-2719, extension 3. I repeat, visit republicbroadcasting.org. Check the donate buttons there or call Mike at area code 800-724-2719, extension 3. Thank you for your support to help RBN continue to stand for truth and freedom. I'm very proud to be here and part of the RBN family, and I encourage you, if it's at all within your possibility, to make a contribution to keep RBN going. We need it because you can handle the truth. And you're getting a lot of it right here, including even today, right here on RBN. You know I need someone. When I was younger, so much younger than today, anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
By the way, a great American, Ron Paul, whom I'm quite certain would never sign the pledge, has called out whether BRICS will smash the dollar. I'm very concerned that is, in fact, what is going to happen. The sanctions on Russia have massively backfired. Check this out. Donald Trump legal problems, the possibility of Biden will face an impeachment inquiry, and other stories related to the upcoming 2024 election have caused the American media to miss a story of potentially even greater significance. This was the decision of BRICS, Russia, Brazil, India, China, and South Africa, who formed their alliance to challenge U.S. political and economic dominance, to induct six new countries into their group: Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. One way BRICS hopes to achieve its goals is to undermine the foundation of U.S. power, the dollar's global reserve currency status. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva called for BRICS nation to create their own currency, while India is pushing to have its trading partners, including Russia, trade in Indian rupees instead of U.S. dollars. China and other BRICS countries have also reportedly taken steps to explore using gold instead of dollars for international trade. After then-President Richard Nixon severed the link between the dollar and gold in 1971, Henry Kissinger negotiated a deal with Saudi Arabia where, in exchange for U.S. diplomatic and military support, Saudi Arabia would use dollars for its dealings in the international oil market. A petrodollar is a background of the dollar's reserve currency status. Early this year, Saudi Arabia signed a deal with Brazil to accept Brazil's currency instead of dollars for oil purchases. If Saudi Arabia signs similar deals with other BRICS nations, it will hasten the end of the dollar's reign as reserve currency. The rejection of the dollar is also being driven in large part by resentment over the weaponization of the dollar's reserve currency status. The U.S. government uses the dollar's position in order to force other countries to comply with U.S. sanctions against the latest designated Hitler, to wit, Vladimir Putin. Sanctions are an act of war. So by forcing other countries to follow U.S. sanctions, the U.S. government is dragging them into conflicts that are not in their national interest. It was inevitable that the arrogance of our foreign policy elite would eventually cause a backlash. The backlash started last year when the U.S. demanded other countries join in sanctioning Russia, regardless of the effects of those sanctions on their own economies. The movement to replace or at least create alternatives to the dollar is also driven by concern over the long-term effects of the massive U.S. national debt. Despite claims by both parties, the recent debt ceiling deals showed Congress and the President were getting serious about being fiscally responsibility. The U.S. $33 trillion debt is still poised to grow by as much as $115 trillion over the next 30 years. Congress and the President refuse to cut funding in any area. They can't even manage to stop shoveling billions into the no-win war in Ukraine, even though this spending is opposed by a clear majority of Americans. Sadly, it will take a shock, like the rejection of the dollar's reserve currency status and the resulting dollar crisis, to force the U.S. government and the people to take steps to kick their addiction to welfare, warfare, spending, and fiat currency. This will mean some tough times ahead. However, the economic downturn may not last as long as people expect. Frankly, I believe it'll last longer. The good news is a crisis could lead to a return to limited constitutional government, a true free market economy, free of corporations and cronyism, a foreign policy based on peace and free trade, and a free market monetary system. I only wish. He's absolutely right, however. The sanctions imposed upon Russia by the United States were an abuse of the international monetary system and the role of the dollar and have massively backfired. Another important story, the FDA has gone rogue. Robert Malone, MD, an outspoken, brilliant guy, has explained, President Biden informed Congress Monday he will end the twin national emergencies for addressing COVID-13 on May 11th, but it's going to get worse. They're going to be brought back. He was talking then about then. This is now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
We have a Democratic sheriff giving the governor of New Mexico a blunt reality check over her unconstitutional gun order. Criminals do not follow the law. Bernalillo County Sheriff John Allen, a Democrat, exposed the inherent problems in a controversial order limiting some New Mexican Second Amendment rights. Last week, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham unilaterally suspended open and concealed carry laws for 30 days in Albuquerque and Bernalillo County under the guise of public health. But Allen said at a press conference Monday he will not enforce the anti-Second Amendment order because he takes his oath of office seriously. The temporary ban challenges the foundations of our Constitution, but most importantly, it is unconstitutional. My oath is to protect the Constitution, and that is what I will do. The sheriff explained the inherent problem with the order, an issue Grisham herself has acknowledged. This order will not do anything to curb gun violence other than punish law-abiding citizens from their constitutional right to self-defense. I have a fact for you. Criminals do not follow the law or a public health order. We will never see criminals follow the law. Once again, this only punishes law-abiding citizens. And as I have reported before, and emphasize again, Americans use guns for defensive purposes to defend themselves from assailants millions of times every single year, saving an estimated 200,000 lives per annum. When you compare that with the gun violence death rate, which is around 75,000 per year, over half of which is from suicide, you realize taking guns away from Americans would quadruple or more the death rate. It's a stupid idea. But then the Democrats are pursuing stupid policies. Get this. The United States would rank the 189th out of 193 countries in murder rate. In other words, we would be the fourth lowest murder rate in the world were it not for the murder rates in five cities, Chicago, Detroit, Washington, D.C., St. Louis, and Philadelphia. All five have strict gun control laws that are controlled by Democrats. Surprise, surprise. It's a Democrat policies that are driving gun violence. Get rid of those five cities which have absurd policies that do not allow law-abiding citizens to carry guns and protect themselves and others from criminals, and we would be the fourth lowest of 193 countries in the world in murder rate. Meanwhile, Bobby Kennedy Jr. says a third-party candidate could shake up the 2024 election. No doubt he's got it right. Former GOP, it wasn't Bobby, it's Bobby Az. Former GOP gubernatorial contender Kerry Lake believes that the potential entry of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as a third-party candidate could complicate the electoral landscape for the 2024 presidential race. This sentiment arises from Kennedy's recent hits at exploring options behind just seeking the Democrat nomination, where, of course, as I previously reported, he's declared it's rigged. Lake, speaking on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, mentioned Kennedy's potential third-party run could disrupt the usual two-party dynamics. She argued with three major contenders, it becomes challenging for any party to predict voter behavior, especially if traditional Democratic voters opt for an independent candidate like RFK Jr. I think she's right, but unless we can get control of the voting machines, unless we can return to paper ballots and hand counts, it's not going to make a difference because they're going to be able to manipulate the outcome no matter who runs. Meanwhile, John Fetterman left Joe Biden's head spinning with his impeachment bombshell. Fetterman's been making some remarks of late on impeachment. Fetterman used vulgarities and profanities to attack Republicans for wanting to impeach Biden over what many see as obvious evidence of corruption relating to his involvement with Hunter Biden business deals. Impeaching Joe Biden would be a big circle jerk on the fringe right and a political loser for Republicans, Fetterman told reporters Wednesday. Sometimes you just gotta call their bullshit. Fetterman also announced he was doubling down on woke politics to fund the homosexual goodies Republicans stripped out of the last budget agreement. He says he'll be pushing to keep funding for LGBTQ community centers that House Republicans stripped from the budget. But while attacking Republicans, Fetterman also criticized President Biden. The Pennsylvania Democrat broke with Biden over the latest round of COVID hysteria. Biden's trying to whip up with new calls to recommend that all Americans take a new vaccine and keep funding expensive COVID-era programs. I think the nation is ready to put COVID behind us. Polls show under 40% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of the economy. When policies are unpopular, politicians blame the message, not the policies themselves, because politicians believe they make mistakes. And that's what Fetterman has done. Fetterman claimed it would be better if Biden stopped going to Philadelphia to gaslight Americans into thinking Bidenomics was a success and instead went to working communities to try to gaslight them. Wow. There's also reason to believe, by the way, that they're running an imposter, a fake Fetterman there now. Meanwhile, impeachment proceedings against Crooked Joe authorized by McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy announced yesterday he was officially opening an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. We wish we could say that McCarthy did this because the evidence is so overwhelming, or because he knows it's the right thing to do, or because he thinks it would be good for America. McCarthy doesn't think that way, though. The most likely reason he's finally allowing the inquiry to start is because Representative Matt Gaetz and other mega conservatives in the House were threatening to give McCarthy the boot. McCarthy noted in the announcement that House Republicans have uncovered serious and credible allegations against Biden. You don't say. We've only been talking about this for months now, as McCarthy has dragged his feet like a loyal swamp creature. Taken together, these allegations mean a picture of a culture of corruption, said McCarthy. These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. They weren't for an investigation by a House of Representatives. He doesn't even mention the border crisis. How absurd is that? Here's how bad the Democrats, they're so desperate. Democrat leader backs Virginia candidate who live-streams sex acts with her husband online, dubbed Hot Wife Experience. The Democrat Party of Virginia is so desperate to regain control of the House, its leadership is now backing a candidate who boasted pornographic content online. The Democrat candidate running for Virginia's House of Delegates posted sex acts with her husband online, dubbed Hot Wife Experience, while soliciting tips from their online audience. Susanna Gibson, a 40-year-old mother of two children running for a seat in the 57th District in suburban Richmond, reportedly used a platform called Chatterbait to stream sex acts with her husband in exchange for tokens. This is the candidate they're pushing. Meanwhile, and this is fairly stunning, and I want you to brace yourself for this, we have Senator Kennedy reading from a book for her children. This is a book for her children. Now, I'm telling you, this is very explicit. It talks about sex acts. It talks about sex toys. It talks about a number of other things that are fairly staggering to think that they should be in, you know, made available to children. Check this out. Read in the Senate.
I put some lube on and got him on his knees. And I began to slide into him from behind. I pulled out of him and kissed him while he masturbated. He asked me to turn over while he slipped a condom on himself. This was my ass, and I was struggling to imagine someone inside me. He got on top and slowly inserted himself into me. It was the worst pain I think I have ever felt in my life. Eventually, I felt a mix of pleasure with the pain. I got a new strap-on harness today. I can't wait to put it on you. It will fit my favorite dildo perfectly. You're going to look so hot. I can't wait to have your cock in my mouth. I'm going to give you the blowjob of your life, then I want you inside of me.
Just think about it. Just think about it. Just think about it. This is Senator John Kennedy. He's a very sedate guy just to illustrate what the Democrats are putting in books for our children, where this has been sarcastically designated Senate breaking. Senator Kennedy reads Obama text to Larry Sinclair. I think that captures the spirit of the whole matter. Disgusting beyond belief. This is what the Democrats are doing to our children. I understand it's repulsive to hear words like that, but the Democrats have them in books they put in school libraries for kids to read. How ridiculous is that? How outrageous can it get? This is unbelievably bad. Meanwhile, California's passed a scary new law. 2024 GOP candidate delivers a perfect one-word reply. What's happening? Parents are again facing criminal charges in this big blue state after the state legislator decided to meddle in parents' business during custody battles. Parents who don't abide by the law face being unfit for parenting their children. The shopping law passed easily in the liberal-dominated California legislature. Judges must follow the law when parents will be forced to follow a radical liberal policy when it comes to their children. From Fox News, the California State Assembly passed legislation Friday that would require judges in child custody cases to consider whether a parent has affirmed a child's belief that they are transgender. The law is all about the state standard of what constitutes parental responsibility for child welfare. The state has established that if parents want to be judged fit in a court of law to provide for their children, they must be affirming of a child's gender identity for the health, safety, and welfare of the child. Right. Senator Tim Scott, Republican of South Carolina, took only one word to describe the California decision, calling the law evil. The conservative 2024 presidential candidate believes liberals have gone too far. The liberal left, the radical left, is on a mission to make parents less important. They think your kids belong to them, Scott added. I will fight back. But parents, put parents back in charge and protect the next generation of children from this absurdity. Scott has pledged as president he will empower parents and protect school children from the classroom to the locker room to the smartphone. This is a welcome call to action for parents who face constant societal pressure and even intrusive laws like this California measure that interfere with their parental rights. Scott has garnered positive recognition for defending children with his plan to promote a family-first culture. Instead of sitting back and allowing politicians to enact laws like these California measures, pitting parents against one another, Scott has vowed to empower parents to defend their children. This includes allowing parents to know what their children are hearing and reading in school, and restoring American childhood, and let girls and boys be girls and boys, not guinea pigs. I would simply add, this is part of a classic game plan for a Marxist takeover of a nation to destroy the culture, promote pornography, lesbianism, homosexuality. This transgender thing is such a phenomenon. I gotta say, I'm convinced that Barack Obama, who has a sordid history, who had a well-known torrid affair with Rahm Emanuel in Chicago before he went to the White House, and then brought Rahm along with him as his chief of staff, where Michelle, it appears, became jealous and had Rahm sent back to Chicago, where he became the mayor, where Michelle herself is a man with breast implants and a huge shaving bill. I have documented this many, many places. If you want more, go to jameshfetzer.org. Right at the top under events, check out. There are three Volkswagen conspiracy conferences there. Go to Volkswagen Conspiracy 2020 and check out my presentation, Deception Galore. I not only show how Hillary, for example, has used multiple body doubles all over the place, even in national debates with Bernie Sanders and with Donald Trump, but how Michelle was transformed from Michael LaVon Robinson until Michelle Robinson into Michelle Obama, and how we know this is a woman, a man, you know, pretending to be a woman. I believe the Obamas want to feel this is normal in American society. So they're seeking to transform American society, make it just as perverted as are they.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
HempPaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at RepublicBroadcasting.org and visit HempPaste.com/RBN.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, when so I much younger young than today. Anybody's help in any way. Now, but now these days are gone, days and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
I got a very disturbing story for all of us who enjoy professional sports. I've been here in Wisconsin, of course. I've been a big Packer fan. I really admired Brett Favre. I've been a huge fan of Aaron Rodgers. So it's pretty distressing when we have an article by Jim Crenshaw, who's a very sophisticated sports columnist. What if I told you Aaron Rodgers' injury last night was scripted and predicted? I made this one just so all the whiners out there will be lying when they say I don't make videos. It's not often, but I do make them. I made this one so people can see the reality we are fed is false. It is all bread and circuses to keep us distracted. Making videos like this, and worse, is why I got banned for life from YouTube, NFL football, and all pro sports. Banned from YouTube, NFL football, and all pro sports are rigged. This is what's going around before and during the game. I have no doubt many will cry fake and false. It is real. Did the dude go rogue, or is he part of the act? Your guess is as good as mine. Did Twitter suspend his account to hide what he did, or to give the naysayers a platform to yell fake, or that it did not happen? The game they play is a sketchy one. Obviously, I will not be putting this one up on Twitter. Let me say, what he shows here is a tweet from David Zaslav, Z-A-S-L-A-V. This is before the game. Get this. Aaron Rodgers is going to tear his Achilles on a drain-drenched MetLife turf in 2.5 hours. I repeat, David Zaslav tweeted, Aaron Rodgers is going to tear his Achilles on a rain-drenched MetLife turf in 2.5 hours, which, of course, is exactly what came to pass. All the world is a stage, and we are in a play as actors, regardless of if we believe it or not. Aaron's long and drawn-out negotiations this summer were bullshit. They were just putting it all together. I'm sure there are many to pay and others to beat into submission one way or another. Don't bet on football games, people. Watch them and enjoy them if you like, but don't take them too seriously. They've already decided the next Super Bowl winner, I can promise you. This is...
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.